Is Nicolas Cage a 53-year-old man or a 150-year-old vampire?
Pick a side, stupid.
Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm here with Jacob Noble and Sarah Morgan. We're going to talk about Nicolas Cage, since that is our topic this week.
The great.
Yeah, the great Nicolas Cage. Sarah, you're a big fan?
Not a fan.
Oh, he was in Wind Talkers 2?
I feel like... Wait, they made a Wind Talkers 2?
No, he was in Wind Talkers, 2.
Also.
I was like, that seems like a weird movie to have a sequel to.
Yeah, I mean, I think one was enough for that one.
Yeah.
That would have probably changed my opinion of him.
I guess I'll ask the first question. Why is he... Like, why there's so much hate for Nicolas Cage?
I don't know. Sarah, you want to answer this question? Because you can't stand Nicolas Cage. I think he's fine, although, like, yeah, we watched The Family Man the other night.
Yeah.
And there are definitely some scenes where I was like, Jesus Christ, calm down. Like, the overacting happening here is ridiculous.
Yeah, the overacting is a big part of it. I also think his casting just makes me, like, enraged because they cast him with these, like, gorgeous leading women, and he's like, eh, that's okay. Like, I'm too good for this. And he's a horrible, terrible looking person.
I mean,
he's horrible looking?
I think he's...
Do you know his wives? Have you seen his list of wives?
I have seen his list of wives.
He's a list of wives?
A list. When you're an A-lister, you get a list.
Okay.
Wait,
is Nicolas Cage an A-lister? No way.
I think he's been in too many movies to be it. Movies.
There's a certain amount of movies that you hit where you're no longer in it.
Well, I agree.
You've done too many movies.
You know what it is? Being an A-lister is like the 1%. You're not always going to be there. You're going to have some years where you're there, and then you drop off.
Okay, so maybe right now he's not. But not right now.
Well, actually, financially, probably, yeah. Yes. Critically acclaimed films?
Well,
no.
Financially, we can talk about that because we looked up his net worth earlier.
But let's talk about his wives.
Yeah, okay.
So the first one was Patricia Arquette. The fact that I just memorized it in that 3 seconds I looked at it. Patricia Arquette was the first one. Then Lisa Marie Presley. Also slept with Michael Jackson. So
clearly crazy.
Just wanna...
Doesn't like Nicolas Cage try to trace back his like bloodline to Elvis, though? That's something that I've heard about him, is that he's like obsessed with...
So he tried sleeping with his... sister?
I also think there's an awful lot of rumors about him that are probably somewhat unsubstantiated.
That's probably true.
It would have been great for the urban legends of Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Have a whole episode based on Nick Cage urban legends. And then his newest wife is Alice Kim, who's a very attractive woman.
We talk about how but he's now, her.
Breaking news, he's now single.
Oh.
As of 2016, best year of anyone's life, he is single.
Wow.
And ready.
Ew.
So wait, what were you going to say? How they met?
I have to look this up. Yeah, there's something very sketchy about this.
Yeah, there's something sketchy about every time that Nicolas Cage has been with a woman, apparently. Here's the thing, is that you say he's not a good-looking man, but we watched The Family Man the other day. He took off his shirt, and I was like, this
pretty
guy,
ripped.
Pretty ripped.
I'm going to say that probably your taste in men and my taste in men is very different in that case, because... I think he looks like somebody's butthole if it had terrible hair and bad teeth.
Are you sure that you're not just soured on Italians?
You know what it's like?
I hated him before.
Once married to an Italian.
I hated him before I was married.
I feel like it's like when you were a kid and you hated somebody, even though secretly deep down, you really liked them.
Yeah.
You know, you had that crush on them, so you treat them poorly, you pushed them over, you know.
That's what Nick
knocked their books out. Yeah.
Oh, here's what I hate about his last wife, who he's now separated from.
Okay.
He and his third wife met in 2004 when she was 19. They have a couple.
The couple legal. Before she was 19, so he was like
40-something.
47?
Or like 400 if he's actually a vampire. But anyways, but they have a 10-year-old son together named Kal-El, and I fucking hate that. That is terrible. Like, who names their son?
I bet it was her choice. I don't think Nicolas Cage would do that.
The stupidest thing he bought was he bought the LaLaurie Mansion in New Orleans in 2007.
What is that?
It's supposed to be like this haunted like brothel that's down there. That's
Did he buy it because it's a haunted brothel?
Knowing Nick? Of course. Doesn't he buy like weird shit?
Knowing Nick.
We just call him and ask him why he bought it. But yeah, he bought this. I remember like reading one of these stories and like why he bought it. I mean, he just buys stupid shit. Like castles in England, he bought a castle, then sold. He had to like for a few, it's like past passion project. So let me buy a castle for a little bit and then flip it and sell it.
This one's sort of a fixer-upper. I'm going to flip this castle. If Nicolas Cage had a show called Flip This Castle, you'd watch. Maybe he got the haunted brothel because he is a vampire and he needs to live in
I'd like to talk about the vampire thing a little bit.
Right now, so Nicolas Cage allegedly is a 140-year-old vampire?
From the Civil War.
From the
So what films do you like? Do you like any of the films, Sarah?
I will tell you
yes.
Which films I like by Nicolas Cage. All of them. Ugh. All
That's such a political movies. Answer.
No. I'll tell you, my favorite Nicolas Cage movie is probably Trapped in Paradise.
I haven't seen that.
Well, you should check it out. He's him and Joe Pesci. And
Joe Pesci's great.
I think it's Joe Pesci and Dana Carvey.
Really?
I can't. I think
that's an odd
if
couple.
I'm remembering this right? And they are bank robbers, and they go to this little town to rob this little bank, and they end up feeling bad about it. It's like a Christmas time movie. Oh, that's one that we got to watch, Sarah. Mm. It's a Christmas movie, and they rob this like little. It's a little family bank.
I don't know if I can trust Joe Pesci robbing in another Christmas movie. I don't know if I can handle that.
Let me see if it is Joe Pesci.
I hope it. Now that I hope it's Joe Pesci.
No, it's out. Not Joe Pesci. Oh, my God.
How who is far it? Off were you?
Was it Danny DeVito?
I was so
just
far
some other
off.
Random Italian dude? Is that
John Lovitz.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, Joe Pesci.
We did not mean to
bring... Page, or did you make that up too?
I just thought Joe Pesci was, like, funny, so I thought he might be... But it was Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, and Nicolas Cage, which seems like an unlikely trio.
Yeah, I would never expect those people to ever hang out Mm-mm. and be in the same room. Mine, obviously, is probably Con Air. I think that's a classic.
Classic.
And then Gone in 60 Seconds. Like, those two are the same like era within a couple years of each other. You know, Angelina Jolie and those lips.
That is part of my problem with that movie. I'm not going to lie. That's just like an...
Yeah, she shouldn't be into him. But you know what? He was a badass stealing cars. It's not about looks, Sarah. Don't be superficial. It's about what the man does.
I just don't like it.
And he can steal the most bad cars. He can drive them very well. Oh, that scene when they're both in the car and like they're doing sexual innuendos with the stick shift.
I hate everything.
Your face just, your face just jumped on like, I hate you talking to me right now. Like, that's what I saw.
A little less because of how much you like that. The last Nicolas Cage movie I saw and liked was Ghost Rider.
That was when his head catch on fire and he'd ride up the side of a wall.
Yes.
Unrealistic.
I was real Which part? The fact that his head was on fire or that his motorcycle...
No, the head could be on fire, but a motorcycle going up a wall? Can't see it.
The ghost face?
I do mostly only like the realistic Nicolas Cage movies.
Right.
So.
Like Gone in 60 Seconds?
I mean, the National Treasure?
None of them are realistic.
I liked Moonstruck.
Sean Rosa just
We're discussing the great Nick.
We were going to have Sammy Anderson on this podcast.
But she's late.
She's a big Nicolas Cage fan, but she's not here. How do you feel about Nicolas Cage?
Word association. Nicholas Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola.
That's what I was thinking. Nicolas Cage.
Movies. Also Francis Ford Coppola.
What's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
I've never like been too big into like Nicolas Cage movies. Maybe like Con Air.
Okay. That's a classic. That's a staple.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
But it's no Trapped in Paradise, I'll tell you.
I think that Con Air spawned like the best.
Well, let me ask you this.
Because
this is going to probably further your point, Sarah. Con Air, what is your most memorable scene? And it's probably not with Nick Cage in it.
No, it's not.
No, it's Steve Buscemi, probably.
And we're sitting there playing with the girl at the tea party?
Yeah.
Look at the cast of Con Air. Nicolas Cage is a footnote on that cast.
So he's a B-lister on that list.
B-lister on that list.
But what do you think he's the most famous for? Like, what movie? That's one of them.
Leaving Las Vegas, probably.
Fair, but I would say Con Air is up there. I mean...
Yeah.
But Sean, you were talking off air about his overacting that was bothering you?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't always bother me. Sometimes I like it because it's comedy.
Right.
Like just like...
Like Raising Arizona?
A YouTube compilation video of Nicolas Cage.
Overacting.
Just from one single movie. You got 5 minutes just in Wicker Man of him like losing his shit.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. The worst scene that I've seen Nicolas Cage in now, we were talking about this the other night because we just watched this movie, is in The Family Man, there's a scene where Nicolas Cage comes home to his wife who's way too hot for him, and she's eating this chocolate cake, and he's like, I was going to eat that chocolate cake. She's like, what, this cake? And then she starts running away from him with it, and he chases her, and then they mush it all over each other's faces, and then they make out just with
cake
all over their faces. It is the grossest thing. And I think...
No, but when he pops out from behind the wall, is just
yeah, he's chasing her. And
it's like cringe-inducing to a degree that I'm not used to.
He yells, ta-da!
With the hands and the fingers.
And puts his jazz fingers out.
I had to leave the room.
But okay, so Sammy Anderson is here. Sammy, I understand you're a big Nicolas Cage fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So- well, it's... Okay. I am, it's hard to explain because I am totally unfamiliar with whatever you were just talking about and I'm horrified by it.
You don't know the movie, The Family
Right,
Man.
Right.
So what movies are you familiar with?
See, here's the thing. I like.
You just like the memes.
Googling pictures of Nicolas Cage's face on things.
I like that too, actually.
I like how weird he is. I like that he has like a pyramid for death. I touched a house that he owned in New Orleans once. I feel like we're closer now.
House?
Yeah. Okay. I was there. I feel like he's a, I was thinking about this on the way over because I knew you were going to ask me and I knew I was going to have to explain it. I've been watching recently like live animal webcams, like live streams of animals, like pandas eating bamboo and stuff like that. That's what I do in my downtime at work. And like I would really pay money to watch like a live Nicolas Cage cam. That's how I can explain my love for Nicolas Cage.
Spending money.
What I don't. What he has to do weird things.
Just
I bet
Nicolas
he like
Cage writing out alimony checks all
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Professional weird
man.
He's
right.
He's not
going to
do that for free.
Not weird.
I'd pay. I'd happily pay. I feel like he dusts his keyboard with his tongue. I don't know. And I would. That's fine. I'd watch that. That's yeah. okay. So that's how I feel.
So yeah. So you don't know his movies at all?
I know some of them.
Okay. So what's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Matchstick Men or Lords of War. It's a tie.
Okay. So what's the worst Nicolas Cage movie in your experience? They're all great.
Yeah. I just like to look at his face. I don't know.
So do you think Nicolas Cage is a good-looking man?
No.
No?
Nobody
no.
thinks that.
No.
Always cast, he's always
John
opposite.
He's been married multiple times.
Yeah,
John
and to
he's
beautiful
an attractive
women.
Man and that he has a devastating six-pack, apparently.
He's got a great...
Maybe.
He's got a great set of abs on him.
Right. And what's his workout? It's probably weird. Probably,
I mean, he doesn't probably work out weird. At all.
He probably bench presses his diaries.
I bet he like wrestles alligators in the swamp behind yeah. a Louisiana house. It's got to be something bizarre,
right? And honestly, if I were a beautiful woman, I would marry him for that fun. If you're going
to
marry someone, yeah, why not? And then you can divorce him and probably own a haunted house in New Orleans. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me just ask this, Sarah: how tall do you think Nicolas Cage is?
5'8".
Because we all know actors are always shorter than we think.
Yeah, I
right?
say 5'8".
He's
I think
6 feet tall.
I don't want to give him.
That's
that
a man point. Right there. Man with abs.
All right.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, you hey. Loved him so much.
The abs.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we've covered enough. Ben.
All right.
Ben, what's your favorite
movie? Just picked up a microphone and I was like, I think we're done
yeah,
here.
We're done.
Unless, what do you think, Ben?
I want to say that I think probably one of his worst movies, but has one of the greatest scenes that I think summarizes his entire career, is the movie Drive Angry.
I haven't seen that.
Now, there's a scene in that movie where he is having sex with a woman and he has his clothes on and she asks him, why aren't you taking your clothes off? And he says, I never disrobe before a gunfight. Two people jump in with guns, and he just starts shooting while still having sex with his girl. Manages to fight off like 3 or 4 attackers and finish them, and then finishes.
Wow.
That's why I hate him.
And that is exactly why he is the best worst actor.
The best actor.
I just Googled Nicolas Cage abs. And
it's incredible. I know what it is because all I do is Google Nicolas Cage pictures.
So yeah. Sean Rosa just Googled Nicolas Cage abs.
I Googled Nicolas Cage abs, and there is a picture of him, I believe from the movie Ghost Rider. It's him looking in his reflection and he is just ripped. Apparently, it's all CGI.
Yeah. Everything about his life is an illusion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that photo that is a lot different than... Look up The Family Man. Drink it in The Family Man. All right, we're going to start the debate now. This one we're doing in studio, but next time we will be at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy. Come by January 5th.
Yeah.
We'll be talking music. All right, thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. How's it going? So this week we're talking about Nicolas Cage. Obviously, great actor, prolific actor, I'll say. Prolific.
Is that serious?
Yeah, he really is a prolific actor. Well, I mean, prolific just means that you do a lot, which I didn't know what that meant until a couple of years ago when somebody told me I was a prolific writer, and I was like, is that good? And no, it's not. It's not good. It's just a bunch. So, some of you haven't been at the show before, so I will explain the rules. The way that it works is two people will come up here. I will ask them a question. Every question tonight is inspired by Nicolas Cage in some way. Most of them will just have to do with the movies that he's been in, but some of them might have to do with his personal life. Like the fact that he's been divorced several times. He bought a haunted house. He bought, quote, the most haunted house in the country. And that he's worth $25 million, which seems like a lot until you realize that he's done 88 movies.
That seems low.
So,
is that a real number?
$25 million is a real number. I don't know if it's really the number he's worth, but it is a real number. Google said that Nicolas Cage has done at least 88 movies. So it could be more. That means Google hit a point where they just went like, ah, fuck it. We're not looking through the rest of his filmography. All right, so two people will come up. I'll ask a question. The person that goes first gets to decide which side of the debate they're on. And then the other person has to take the other side no matter what. So in the first round, each person gets 1 minute. In the second round, each person gets 30 seconds. I am the only judge of who wins and who loses each debate. When you agree with my decision, I want you to cheer. Give that a shot right now. And when you disagree with my decision, I would encourage you to boo. Okay, great. First up tonight, our newest debaters. Everybody, please welcome Zach Russell and Malin Pavletic. Okay. Malin, your question is, you're in Las Vegas. What's the better way to pass the time? Gamble your wife away? I should say gamble your significant other away?
Okay.
Or drink yourself to death?
First of all, I would like to point out that this is a biased question because those two are not mutually exclusive. In fact, I think that they are very linked. But I would say, you know, human trafficking is a lost art. Yeah. I don't see gender. I'm very progressive. Okay? I would totally, totally gamble my wife and or significant other. I mean, who are they? Who am I? No one knows. Away. Nicholas, that is actually my favorite Nick Cage movie. Yeah. It almost makes me forget that he described his acting technique as nouveau shamanic. Which sounds like he wanted to inject Michael Jackson in there somehow. With like an air of like, you know, misunderstanding and misappropriating what a shaman is. It's pretty classy. Thank you. I yield my time.
So, I would much rather drink myself to death in Las Vegas. Because, you know, there are certain rules when you go into a bar. If you get too drunk, they kick you out. And I think it'd be a really unique challenge to drink myself to death while still being able to order drinks. I think you'd have to remain a certain amount of calm and I guess at peace with your own mortality to not be super rowdy as you drink yourself into your watery grave. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty sound point, so I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm noticing now that there's kind of a theme with Nick Cage movies about significant others and either stealing them or giving them away. Which is, I don't know. I mean, he's given away a lot of money, which is either to a castle or a haunted house or, what was it? Like a few million dollars to charity. If you vote against me, you're voting against charity. And I secede my time. That's not how you use that word.
I think a lot of people are trying to make this about Nicolas Cage when really, well, you know, why are we all here? The community. It's about community. So if you vote against me, you're voting against what we have here, which I find, you know, middling.
All right, I got to hand the win to Malin Pavletic.
Hey, it's your host, John Carter. We had to cut a couple of the debates, so just wanted to give you a little heads up here. It is Christmas today. I'm recording this from Tennessee, and I know that we already did the holiday special show, but I figured the best Christmas present I could give to all of you was to do a episode about Nicolas Cage, so you're welcome. Our next live show will be January 5th at Maggie's Lounge, 7 p.m. We're going to hop right back into the action here with Kyle Mangan and Veronica Forker.
Okay. Kyle, do you want to go first or second?
I'll do a second.
Okay. Veronica, your question is from Will Martin. It says, should we revoke Nicolas Cage's Oscar or double down and give him another?
I say double down and give him another because he is a national treasure. He is a family man. He is the Wicker Man. He is the Weather Man. He's done so many wonderful movies that he hasn't been properly recognized for. The Weather Man is one of my favorites. Adaptation is a second. And so he was robbed. He was 100% robbed. He played two people in that movie, you guys. Double down, give him another Oscar. He deserves it.
We need to take away all white men's Oscars. They are the devil, and they should be treated as such. I don't think that it's appropriate that Nick Cage, a subpar actor, is scrutinized and gets an Oscar when Idris Elba doesn't.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, it's going to be hard to come back from that one. But I just say that his acting talents certainly merit another Oscar. I think that he is did great work before he got it. He's done great work after he's got it for his entire career. I mean, he has done period movies. He's done comedies. He's done dramas. He's got so much range. And I feel like that should be honored.
He has range because he doesn't turn down movies.
All right. Kyle, I agree with you. I think white men get too much credit. And we shouldn't give them any more accolades or wins in any way. I hand the win to Veronica Forker.
What movie did you win an Oscar for?
We made a few more cuts. Next debate is between Katie Baker and Lorelai Lyons.
Katie, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Your question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
It sells...
Zach Jones!
Zach Jones asks, will killing Nicolas Cage bring back your goddamned honey?
You know, I'm always looking for a scapegoat. It's sort of a mantra of mine. I'm always looking for someone to blame. So yeah, I'd like to believe that Nick Cage would bring back my honey. I've been wondering where it is. I keep having Winnie the Pooh break into my house, and I just need to satiate him. A lot of people have compared me to Bunny in the past. I'm getting off topic from Nick Cage films with Winnie the Pooh, but that's better than a John Travolta tangent. and I secede my time.
I'm gonna say. I say it'll not bring back their goddamn honey, because if you look in the background of that famous scene of the Wicker Man, you'll see there's like at least like there's like a little girl dressed as a bee, and like the fact that they're resorting to like dumb party costumes in a time like this shows that they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and that clearly their understanding of the magic is completely wrong. And they're murdering wrong. So I say no.
I have to be honest. Humanity as a species is really fucking over the honeybees, and I would really like to see the honeybees actually get a point on the board. So that is my argument.
I too pray for the honeybee. however. I think that you are you're scapegoating of Nick Cage in this honeybee crisis. It's how you can't make a man. You can't blame the white man. I revoke that immediately. saying dead Nick Cage no equals honey.
Time. All right, hand them to Katie Baker. Next up, could we please have Ted Pettingell?
Yeah, boom!
Katie, do you want to go first?
I'm going to go first.
Your question is from Gloria Rose. And it says...
Who?
It
Gloria
says...
Rose. Who?
This thing is going to be... a fucking nightmare to edit. When I look over,
like the editor of a Nick Cage movie.
Sorry, Katie. Did you want to go first for a second?
First.
Okay. Your question is from Gloria Rose. It says, "Did Nicolas Cage steal a national treasure?" Or is Nicolas Cage a national treasure?
He is a national treasure. I'm not saying that he doesn't have the power to convict like a national theft semi-terrorism, but the hole that would be left by his loss in the heart of every dreamer in this world is too great. And we need to have him locked up in a safe somewhere on a big old pillow that he can sit on like a big old jewel. Because, hands down, he is.
In a way, we'll agree with you, Katie, that Nick Cage is a national treasure. And he stole himself away from us by making decades worth of bad decisions, both financially and career-wise. What Nicolas Cage should have done is drank himself to death in 1999, and then he would be the most revered action star of all time. The Rock. Face Off, Con Air, all brilliant movies worthy of the National Registry. What has he done since then? Left Behind, The Wicker Man, that bullshit Oscar bait adaptation. Nicolas Cage
Time.
Stole him.
regardless of his mistakes, I will say that I will call out Ted as a murderer of the future Nick Cage for the Nick Cage films yet to be made that may very well be the greatest of them all, and we must defend them and defend our treasure and not kill him in 1992 because it's treasure there.
Speaking of Nick Cage's yet to be, in 2002 he was in A Christmas Carol that none of you saw. As I said, Nicolas Cage, great career in about 7 to 8 years, should have died in a haunted house that he bought with money he didn't have. And then he would have haunted guests, not all of us.
Time. All right, I got to hand the win to Ted Pettengill.
Boo. Yeah, yeah. Boo. Normally, I'm against you, but this time I'm with you.
I should say that was probably my favorite debate ever to watch. So I didn't come to that decision easily. Okay, next up. Can we please have Ben Quick?
I'll go second, Sean.
All right. Ben, your question is from Veronica Forker. It says, would you rather be burned alive like in The Wicker Man or spend the rest of your life as your mortal enemy like in Face Off?
Spend the rest of your life as your mortal enemy?
Yeah.
Like you hate yourself?
No, like you have his face on
him. Mortal enemy's face on.
Yeah. Like you're wearing your mortal enemy's face. I would, and people think you're him.
I would definitely spend the rest of my life wearing my mortal enemy's face because most of the people that I hate, I resent because they're successful. So, so if I got to just stare and be everyone that I wished I was and hated secretly because of that, I'd actually have that over just about anything. Pretty much. That would probably be like if you gave me like 3 wishes, I'd be like, I'd like money and then just be someone else. Maybe. Be pretty high up on the list, specifically successful, admirable people that I look up to. So, yeah, pretty cut and dry there. I would absolutely be Bill McMorrow in a heartbeat.
I didn't hear that.
Ben, your idea of what successful is so low that just hearing it makes me want to be burned alive. Oh my God, can you imagine that? Fucking your shitty idea, and then, oh, my ears are burning, and now my whole body's burning. Now a bunch of feminists get some crops this year. That was the point of the movie. It's a very anti-feminist movie, and that's why I'm for it.
I think you're severely underestimating the amount of time it takes to be burned alive. Because you'll have about 10 seconds where you're really on board with it, and then about 10 minutes where the flames haven't gone out yet and you're still somewhat conscious. And I think it'd be way easier just to be someone you admire forever. I think that'd be great. Every time I'm watching a movie, like, I want to be Nick Cage, and then I walk around as Nick Cage. That's a superpower. I wouldn't want to be burned alive over that.
First of all, it's not who you admire, it's who your mortal enemy is. Secondly, everyone is my mortal enemy. Third, I admire no one. And fourth, burning really makes me come. Oh, God, how hard would I come if I was just burned alive? Burned to death, covered in my... I'm going to hold on to it.
Time. All right, I'm going to hand the win to Ted Pettengill.
None of that was scientific.
You live with that, Ted.
I will live with that. And I'll die with it.
All right. Next up, could we please have Zach Jones?
Zach Jones!
Zach Jones!
Zach Jones!
Ted, do you want to go first or second?
You know what? I'll go first, Sean.
Ooh!
Intrigue.
All right, your question is from Sarah Morgan. It says, is Nicolas Cage a 53-year-old man or a 150-year-old vampire?
Whether or not he's a 53-year-old man or a 150-year-old vampire, he lives his life like a 150-year-old vampire. And that's the most important thing of all. He makes bad decisions with his money, bad decisions with his career, and his uncle is Francis Ford Coppola, movie director and wine mogul. So I'm going to have to say he's a 150-year-old vampire because have you ever seen Nicolas Cage eat marinara sauce, which all Italians do? No, you haven't!
Okay. Nicolas Cage has definitely eaten garlic at some point. That's definitely happened. He's Italian. We would have seen this come to light in the past in an awkward situation if he had not done it before. He has done it, and guess what? He is a man. This isn't a fucking funny choice at all to say that Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage. I'm pretty much in a corner here just arguing the most reductive fucking thing possible. Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage. He's also his own brother in the movie adaptation. Fun fact, the brother character in adaptation, the only fictional character to ever be nominated for an Oscar, because both Charlie Kaufman and his fictional brother were both nominated for the best screenplay Oscar. Other than I have a bad Damn. Thing to tell you.
Yeah, that is a fun fact that Nicolas Cage, not Charlie Kaufman, is the only fictional person to ever be nominated for a writing Oscar. You know what's another fun fact? Nicolas Cage is the only Italian to never eat garlic. The man is a 150-year-old vampire. He fought in the Civil War for the South, which is weird because he's Italian and Italians aren't white.
Okay, so you're remembering Con Air, where the plane was flying through the sky. They brought them all out onto the tarmac and brought them all into the plane.
Yeah.
Was it daytime when that happened? I think it was daytime, and Nicolas Cage didn't melt.
Bag over his head.
Okay, remember in National Treasure when he was out on the mall in Washington and it wasn't nighttime? Plenty of things. We would have noticed at this point if everything that happened.
All right, I got to hand the win to Ted Pettingell. I know.
I'm a monster. Look. I'm a monster, much like Nicolas Cage, who is an undead vampire.
Next up, could we please have Sean Rosa? Yeah. Okay. Ted, do you want to go first or second?
I want to go first, but I'll let Sean go first.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ted.
He's an Italian. He needs it.
I'm a monster. I'm an Italian. Well, a fourth Italian, so a fourth monster.
Mamma mia!
Sean, your question is from Kyle Mangan. It says, what's the better use of your time? Spending your whole life training your underage daughter to throw grenades and take down mob bosses in a cape? Or raising Arizona?
I'm going to go with training your daughter to throw grenades at mob bosses. Because we've already established, like, Nicolas Cage, as Ted said, is the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, the director of the Godfather films. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, those are critically acclaimed films. But how great would they be if in just the middle of, like, Michael Corleone giving some kind of speech, a little girl runs in and throws a fucking grenade at him? And also, Nicolas Cage, he has to, he's clearly trying to hide his Italian heritage by changing his last name to Cage. And what better way to do that by blowing up all the Italians?
I've never regretted anything more than letting Sean Rosa say, blow up all the Italians.
What was even the other option?
Raising Arizona. Arizona.
Oh, Raising Arizona. Great movie. Yeah. Have you seen that movie? It's a movie about a fucking redneck recidivist who steals a baby from a furniture magnate and tries to raise it to be a good person. And don't we all know? Don't we all hate rich white men? Yes. Like, more than we hate Italians. Because Italians aren't white. We've established this. So steal the rich white babies and raise them as poor white babies. Give them some perspective. Like, they're almost Italian.
All right.
No, Ted, we don't hate rich white men more than we hate Italians. How could you? Italians are genetically the most hateable people on Earth. And we need to train our children, who are the future, to destroy them with projectiles.
Sure. We should be training our children to blow up Italians. But we could have so many more children to do that if we were just stealing rich white children and training them. That's the best case scenario. You don't even have to sacrifice.
Time.
Oh, God damn it.
I hear the way to Sean Rosa. All right, and now our champion. Everybody, please welcome Gloria Rose. Gloria, you're the champion, so I'll let you choose whether you go first or second.
I go second.
Second, okay. So, Sean, your question is from AJ Glaglev. It says, what's the better way to travel? On a plane full of violent felons, or on a motorcycle while your head's on fire?
I'm going to go with on a motorcycle while your head's on fire. Because it is nothing to do with the motorcycle or being on fire. This is a reference to the movie Ghost Rider. And as there was a podcast we were doing earlier, but it has nothing to do with the podcast. If you watch that film, you'll see Nicolas Cage has amazing CGI abs. They CGI'd abs onto that man, and I think those help with riding a motorcycle while your head is on fire. And you know what? The fire really counts as a helmet, right? Right? Like, if you fall off a motorcycle, like, do all the pieces of your brain, like, when they splatter all over the road, are they still on fire? Because if so, then yes, I want
time.
That. All right, everyone, let's get down to the facts. Let's get down to brass tacks. Motorcycles go on the ground, all right? All right? Airplanes up in the air. These are just the facts. I cannot make these things up. If you're in the sky on Con Air, you know what you have? Real abs. That's what Nick Cage had in that. Not CGI abs, which I didn't know that. That was pretty interesting. Nicolas Cage had to fund Ghost Rider 2. That's also where a lot of his money went. The Haunted House, Ghost Rider 2. Know what would have gone in there faster? an airplane. Across the country, full of other fellas he can swap ideas with. So we like to call a think tank, but in the sky. Thank you.
I didn't even know there was a Ghost Rider 2. God, his CGI abs must even be better in that one. That's where all the money went for that movie, was the abs, right? That's why they didn't promote it at all. Nicolas Cage has never had real abs. Never. Not on a plane, not on the ground, not on a motorcycle.
First, I would like to let my opponent know that he's actually right. In Ghost Rider 2, Nick Cage is just a torso. It's amazing. But also inefficient at getting from A to B, which leads me back to my original point. An airplane full of your buddies, when you're all chained together so your buddies can't abandon you, that's when you find out who your real friends are.
Time. All right, tough call here, but I think I have to hand the win to Gloria Rose. That is a tough decision. Hey, thanks guys for being here and being part of the show. Our next show will be January 5th. At Maggie's Lounge at 7 p.m. So come on down and join us. 2018. We'll be starting off 2018. So we'll see you then. Good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey there, thanks for listening to the show, and a Merry Christmas to you. I was able to give you the gift of a Nicolas Cage episode for Christmas, but if you want to give me something in return, you could rate and review the podcast. We've got 29 ratings now. I'd love to see it go to 30 or 40 or 100. And our next live show is January 5th at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m. Come down and join us. Kick your new year off right.